Nazir, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum Rabbi Yoshua. Kol tuma min ames shanazir megaleich aleha. Any tuma from a dead body that a nazir shaves on, chayavin aleha al bias mikdash. He's chay for entering the Beis HaMikdash. Person's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash when he's tamei. The other tumas, like the tumas sheretz, the Torah specifically says, when it comes to tumas ames, Rabbi Eliezer is saying that the din of the Torah is that he's only chayv kares if he enters the Beis HaMikdash or if he eats kachim, like the Rav points out. So when it comes to the tumah of death of a mace, it's only on a mace that a nazir would shave from. V'chol tumah min amesha ain a nazir megaleach aleha, but any tumah of a mace that the nazir would not shave on, ain chayavin aleha al bias mikdash. He would not be chayav for entering the Beis HaMikdash. So for example, let's say he went into a room with only a quarter of a kav of atzamos, or a vias of blood, that he does become tamei l'mace, but a nazir would not shave on these. Because Allah l'moshe Sinai is that he needs chatzi lug of blood, not just a revius. So if a person would enter the Beis HaMikdash, he would not be chayev. So it comes out of kula when it comes to the tumah of misa than the other tumas that are mentioned in the Torah. Amar Rabbi Meir, lo tehei zo kala min asheretz. This can't be. How can this be lighter than asheretz? Meaning the tumah of asheretz. The tumah of asheretz is a weaker tumah because, like the Pharisee points out, when it comes to tumas asheretz, if a nazir touches asheretz, one of the shrutzim that are metama. Let's say one of the dead rodents that he touches. Although he has to go into the mikvah, it doesn't soser any of the days of his nazirus at all. Nevertheless, tumas sharetz, if a person would go into the Beis HaMikdash, he'd be chayv karis if he did it on purpose, if he knew. So Meir's tain is, how can it be that a tumas sharetz, that a nazir wouldn't even stop his counting? It would all count while he was tamei tumas sharetz, and he still enters the Beis HaMikdash. And if he enters the Beis HaMikdash, it's us. You see from there that the iser karis of entering the Beis HaMikdash has nothing to do with the fact that a nazir shaves because of that tumah. Even something the nazir doesn't even stop his counting from, it's usur. So in all the other cases, let's say he touches the top of an aron, for example, or the quarter of a kav of bones, or he does a tumas oel on a quarter of kav of bones. Even though he doesn't shave on them, but they even are mafsik his naziris. They have more of an effect on the nazir. He stops counting during that time, so all the more so, since the nazir is more affected by those, all the more so if he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, he should be chayiv. Tfersol, though, says that the reason Allah is not like Reb Meir here is because this din that a nazir that enters the Beis HaMikdash while he's tummy, that the tumah has to dafka be a tumah that a nazir would have shaved on, that's a halach l'moshe Misinai, and we don't use kal v'chomers to uproot a halach l'moshe Misinai. And the Rav points out that we see from other halachas that this kal v'chomer wouldn't work. You can't make this kal v'chomer that Reb Meir is making, because even if you touch tiny little etzem kisa'ora, which is not normally metama ba'oel, but still a nazir still shaves on that, and on the flip side, a revius of dam, that normally makes everybody tame by tumas oel, still the nazir doesn't shave on it. So you see, when it comes to halach l'moshe Misinai, we don't make kal v'chomers. Now, Mishnah continues. Rabbi Kiva is talking about in the previous Mishnah about the din of blood that we said in the previous Mishnah, the Revius Adam, that even if a Nazir touches it, he doesn't shave on it. So Rabbi Kiva is coming to argue on that. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Danti Lufnei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Kiva said a kal v'chomer in front of Rabbi Eliezer. Ma im etzim kisa'ur shenu metama adam ba'ol. An etzim kisa'ur, the size of a bone of just a little barley grain. That's not metama person in an oel. Nevertheless, hanazir megaleach al magov al maso. If a nazir touches a bone of a dead body, even if it's a tiny little amount, he shaves on it. Whether he touches it or whether he carries it without touching it, that's maso. Revius dam, shu metama adam ba'ol. So revius dam, that is metama through oel. Eino din sheya nazir megalech al magov al masa. Shouldn't be that a nazir should shave for touching it and carrying it? How is it possible that when it comes to revius adam, Rabbi Kiva is tining, that if it's touched, the nazir doesn't shave on that? Amar li, Rabbi Eliezer said back to Rabbi Kiva, maze akiva, ain donin kan mi kal v'chomer. We don't learn from your kal v'chomers. In other words, we don't make kal v'chomers from halach l'moshe Misinai. The fact that a nazir shaves on a tiny little piece of a bone, that's halach l'moshe Misinai. We don't make a kal v'chomer from a halach l'moshe Misinai. Ukishabosi v'rtzesi has a zorm l'fnei Rabbi Yeshua, and the Kiva continues, and then when he went in front of Rabbi Yeshua, and he said over this, I guess it means to sort of get Rabbi Yeshua's take on the matter and his approval. Amar li, yafa amar. Yeshua was chayli from Rabbi Yehazin, and he said, no. Rabbi Yeshua said to me, he said, good. However, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer.